This is your NPR station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. An Alabama advisory committee to the U.S. Commission on Civil Rights holds its first hearing today in Montgomery. It's the first of a series of discussions looking into the ways Alabama's voting regulations affect people's ability to vote. There will be testimony from academics and policymakers, and members of the public will be invited to comment. Jenny Carroll teaches law at the University of Alabama, and she chairs the state committee. She tells WBHM's Gigi Duban the bipartisan committee is embarking on a fact-finding mission on state voter laws.
The one that most people know in Alabama is the voter ID law. The voter ID law requires those who want to vote to have a state-issued ID that not only bears their name, but also their address. In addition to that, there are also regulations on staying active on the voting rolls. This requires if you register to vote that you will receive a card in the mail from your county election commissioner. You have to then return the card within a designated period of time. If you fail to do so, you may not appear on the voter rolls for your precinct. In addition to that, if you're not an active voter, you may be what's called purged from the rolls under state legislation.
Is that what we saw a lot of instances of in the special election, the U.S. Senate special election primary and general, where we heard of people being moved to the inactive voter rolls?
That's a really good question. Frankly, that's part of what we're trying to find out. So we saw a lot of discussion on social media and on some popular media sites indicating that there was significant purging in certain precincts. One of the individuals who has agreed to come and testify before our panel is John Merrill, who's the Secretary of State for Alabama. He is the one who looked into allegations of improper voter purging. And one of the questions I think that he is going to seek to answer before the committee is, one, to what extent did we actually see that purging occur? Two, why did that purging occur? And three, was it proper for that purging to occur? Certainly one of the things that comes up is even a regulation that may have good aims, such as an ID requirement or purging rolls, which are designed to ensure voter integrity, which is a goal that I think we can all agree is a good goal. No one is looking to create election fraud, no matter what party they belong to. But those regulations may have unintended impacts. For example, if an individual never receives a card, they may have trouble returning it. We know that even individuals who return cards don't always have them processed by the county commissioners. I actually have personal experience with that. I moved here, I sent my card back in, and for whatever reason, it wasn't received by the Jefferson County Election Commission. The first time I went to vote, I therefore didn't appear on my voter roll, even though I was voting at the proper precinct.
Were you able to vote?
I was. I was told initially that I would have to cast a provisional ballot because I wasn't listed on the rolls. I actually contacted from the polling place the election commissioner's office because I didn't want to cast a provisional ballot. I was entitled to cast a real ballot under the state law. I had my ID. I had actually taken a picture of the postcard that I had sent back in that I had on my phone so I could prove that I'd filled it out. And the Jefferson County Election Commissioner was actually fabulous. He got on the phone with me, he talked me through it, and I was able to cast my ballot.
But let's be fair, you're much more informed than the average voter.
That is exactly right. And as my husband sometimes points out, I'm also much more assertive sometimes than the average voter. So I think it's important to keep in mind, none of these regulations are black and white. I mean, all of these regulations are being passed in the name of voter integrity. But if in the interest of voter integrity, you are excluding populations that have been traditionally disenfranchised or frankly excluding any population, that should be problematic to us. It's all about striking that proper balance.
So describe the commission's work and the committee's role in that work.
If people want to participate in this, we welcome their comments. We welcome their inputs. We certainly want to hear from our public. We're the state committee for the citizens of Alabama. We are providing information to the federal government, but our job is to document what happens in our state, and that's the voice we want to represent.
And so you'll compile the information and write a report that goes to the federal commission. And then what happens?
So the Federal Commission will then present the report to President Trump as well as to Congress. At that point, often Congress seeks input from the various state actors. Alabama is one state that has drawn a lot of interest. So it is entirely possible that not only will our raw data and our report be reviewed, but that we will actually be called to come and give testimony about what we observed and saw as committee members.
That's Jenny Carroll, head of the Alabama Advisory Committee to the U.S. Commission on Civil Rights. She spoke with WBHM's Gigi Duban. You can learn about other voting issues the committee is exploring at our website, wbhm.org.